Valley County EMS. I guess I need to switch the order of that so that I keep it fair. So I'll try.
Now we know why Manhattan Fire wins every year.
Well, in all fairness, Greg has not said anything for the last several turns. So it is Greg's turn from Manhattan Fire Department. Anything special planned for the day?
You know, I was thinking, with all the dirty politics and stuff that's been going on and the bribery and everything, we really need to focus on children. And so I think when you come, before you go, you should ask your kids, hey, who do you want me to vote for? The firemen, the cops, or EMS? And I'm guessing we're going to run away with that one because we all know kids love big red trucks.
The rest of you folks are going to shoot me, but my four-year-old grandson wants to be a firefighter.
There we go. There you have it.
Going to his fourth birthday party this weekend. So
there you have it. And
I
it's been pretty hot.
I should not have said that. I probably gave you an advantage.
And they're pretty hot.
As everyone glares at me now.
Yeah. But no, with the weather and the heat and everything, we might set up a ladder and have a little splash park going and cool people down on the way in and out, maybe.
Wheels are turning a little there.
Something they can do.
Kaylee, as I said, not as many staff members, but I imagine you have some things planned and you'll have a good presence there at the blood drive.
Right. We don't have as many staff members, but we are incredibly dedicated to helping people, you know, edge them along in voting for EMS, so we will have staff there, but I don't want to give away our competitive edge by, you know, sharing our tactics. But I know that sometimes people are a little bit worried about getting poked with a needle and how that feels and makes them uncomfortable, so I am willing to come sit with them and I'll hold your hand and I will make sure that you have a companion throughout the whole day if you come and vote for EMS and donate blood to save some lives.
Alex.
Is that a selling point? Or
RCPD. I guess we should all get one.
I will give out free gloves to everyone. So and towels, so after you get sprayed by the fire department, you can be dry for the rest of the day. I don't think we're going to give away what we're doing quite yet. But I can tell you if we win this year, we'll have one more ping pong with the cop before I take off for law school so everyone can come out and talk as much trash as they want before and after.
I wish you had that during a different time of day. I used to be pretty good at ping pong.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we might have to set one up. Yeah. If you want to do that, let's go.
Do it on air.
Well, going back to Christy, and I know we've kind of hit around some of your talking points you suggested. Yeah. There's a lot of messages we want to get out to people today, but anything we really are wanting to highlight, I know we have about 5 minutes left, and everybody will get their say at least one more time, but anything else you're wanting to emphasize? Obviously, the wins and the wheres we maybe should mention.
Definitely, yes. So next Monday, July 24th, we will be at St. Thomas More, 2900 Kimball Avenue, from 11:15 to 6:30 p.m., and then again on Tuesday, July 25th, from 7:30 to 1:30 p.m. You can make an appointment by calling 1-800-733-2767. You can go online to redcrossblood.org, or you can also download our app, which if you just search for American Red Cross in your Play Store, or you can text blood app to 90999, and we can get that to you. So we definitely want to encourage people to make appointments. I think we have about 40 to 50 openings for Monday. We have about 110 for Tuesday. So definitely this is our lowest amount of appointments we've had and going into the blood drive about a week out. So definitely very important that we get those donors signed up. This is our this and the Kevin Coffee Drive are our two largest drives that we have throughout the year in Manhattan. And so we just really hope that Manhattan citizens come out and represent and save some lives.
You know, while I have the three of you sitting here representing your various agencies, I do want to, on a more somber, serious note, you did have a bit of a situation last week, and it just shows again how you all work together so beautifully. I know there was an incident at one of the local pools, and you all banded together. But I know as we joke and kind of talk to each other here today, Kaylee, you all really do work together on a lot of different emergency situations together.
Absolutely. And we're so thankful for the great relationships that we have with each agency, because it would fall through a lot easier if we didn't have that communication. But we can trust that the fire department's going to be there to help us on scenes, and the police department's going to be there to protect our scene so we're not getting injured on a car accident scene or something like that. So we are grateful for that relationship, and we can sit here and joke with each other, but really we all get along just fine, and we appreciate that relationship we have.
Alex, while you have the microphone.
Yes, three different agencies. I think we're one family, and we're definitely one community. So, you know, it's we face a lot of things together that we wouldn't be able to face individually, and I'm appreciative of these guys for everything they do for us.
And I know that actually interrupted another exercise you were doing that day, and what a wild day for you all.
Yeah, we'll go from training to real life in a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm. Greg, if you want to kind of comment too about the working together, and you really truly are a teamwork, and you respond to all accident scenes now, and I mean,
yeah, we're all friends on a personal level. In Manhattan, just in general, you know, the three of us lean on each other. Without the community, there's no us. So that's the other big part of it. We make up three parts, and they make up the fourth part of it. So it's really important. We have a good time and always work together, and we're just lucky and fortunate that we get to. So.
And I guess before we wrap up, everybody be thinking of something you want to tell the folks. But, Christy, anything else we're forgetting that we want to emphasize before we wrap?
Just make sure, especially with this heat, that you're well hydrated when you come in to donate. We want to ask you to start doubling up on your fluid about 2 days prior to your donation and get lots of iron-rich foods. So definitely very important with this this warmer weather.
And let's just go around the room one last time. I'll mix it up a little bit so that no one feels like they're getting an unfair advantage here. Alex, we'll let you go next. Raleigh County Police Department, any last words you want to have for our listeners out there before they come to the blood drive?
Yeah, just come out and have a good time. No pressure. We're not high-pressure sales over at RCPD. We just want you to come out, donate some blood, and if you vote for us, then, you know, maybe there will be a warning. Just saying.
Greg, again, from the fire department.
Definitely just come out in general. But then, you know, after that, make the right choice and vote for the good guys. So.
And one just last but certainly not least, Kaylee from Raleigh County EMS.
Well, I'm happy to have the last word. But really, think about it. We come in when you call 911 because there's a medical emergency or there's an accident, and we're there to help you and your family members get the medical care that you need. And I'm pretty sure Officer Robinson wrote someone a ticket on the way in. So obviously, he's not the right choice for you. And I don't know that Vander Creek really does anything at Manhattan.
Kaylee has a dirty little secret she's not telling anybody about. I actually work for Raleigh County EMS part-time. So that just shows they'll take anybody. You know, it's kind of a lesser agency.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen you around.
Yeah, they need my help, the fire department's help. They can't do it alone.
I knew you were all saving up for the end. So, well, Christy, again, it should be a lot of fun. And again, next week, who they need to contact if they want to get all that information early, and then we're wrapping it.
Go ahead and go on to redcrossblood.org or call us at 800-733-2767. And we hope to see you next Monday, July 24th, from 11:15 to 6:30, and Tuesday, July 25th, from 7:30 to 1:30.
Again, Battle of the Badges. Representatives from the American Red Cross, also Raleigh County Police Department, Raleigh County EMS, and the Manhattan Fire Department. You're listening to In Focus. When we come back, we'll have the Kansas State University Police, Lieutenant Bradley Millington, in to join us, and the university's new emergency manager, Michael Baer, will be joining us also. You're listening to In Focus.
Kathy, I have a question for Officer Robinson.
Yes. Oh, let me sure you have headphones. Alex, in particular, has a question for you.
And this is important. Can I get that in writing?
The warning will be in writing, yes.
No, I meant the option for me to carry, kind of like a get out of jail free card.
I think it's only good for while you have the I donated little blood wrap on your arm.
You're not even supposed to drive with one of those, huh?
Thanks, all.
Cayman Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of chance.